Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. According to a new poll, says Seth Meyers, President Biden's approval rating is at 40%, meaning that his approval rating is the only thing inflation hasn't touched. Biden sent a letter to oil companies and called on them to produce more in order to alleviate high prices. So if he needed more proof that he's an old man, he thinks he can still get things done with a letter. Colbert, Mr. President, I think we're past the pen pal stage. Seth, the K-pop group BTS announced they're going on indefinite hiatus. Said President Biden, they're going to blame me for this too. Tom Segura's got a new book. It's called I'd Like to Play Alone, Please. The LA Times writes, Tom Segura's quick wit and irreverent charm come across loud and clear in I'd Like to Play Alone, Please, a collection of essays that reads like a stand-up set deserving of a standing ovation. Wow, that's high praise. They were curious how he found time to even write. Segura said, I got an initial call to do this a couple months into the pandemic. I'd written a couple thousand words and talked with the publisher and my agent about the concept being essays. Then she's like, could you write a few thousand more words? So I put them together and I sent them in and they're like, just get to writing and send them in as you get them. Immediately I talked to some comedian friends and they were like, you don't want to do this. Writing a book is terrible. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm enjoying it. And they're like, you really haven't started. Can you get out of it? Some days were slower than others. At one point, I sent in 30 to 35,000 words and was working on the notes they sent back slowly. Oh, imagine getting notes back. That sounds miserable. Then I got hurt in December of 2020. Remember, that was the whole basketball dunking incident. I feel like when I was in the hospital, that's when my publisher checked in like, hey, do you have those notes? And I'm like, I'm in the hospital when I got out. So how soon until you got those notes? My left hand doesn't work. I have like nerve damage. Okay, soon. Will you be done with your notes? And I'm like, I don't effing know. Yeah, this sounds like corporate America. Some chapters look great. The next chapter, they're basically like, how about you just go ahead and rewrite this full chapter? The best part was one time they checked in with, you're pretty much done with the notes. When's your next submission coming in for the rest of the book? And I'm like, what? How much more do you need? I sent in 35,000 words. She's like, yeah, about that much more. The night before my deadline, I was like, I'm going to need 2 more months. They shut that down quick and I turned it in a week later. LA Times said, I'm glad he didn't give up because the book is so funny. People tend to focus on moms, but dads being away from the kids for work is tough too. Segura said, yeah, it's such a bummer when you're getting videos. You know how FaceTime works. These two little dudes, they just punch the phone. So we send videos to each other. And some days I'm really sad that I'm missing things. But I fly home and just went fishing with my oldest, which I like to do. The reason I signed up for such an aggressive tour schedule is because I signed up for it when I wasn't working. You get these calls like, do you want to do Louisville? And the next day be in Grand Rapids? And I'd be like, yeah, just put it on the calendar. And then later it's like, oh, this is nuts. I feel super cool that my wife is so supportive. She's so devoted to those little guys and still manages to tour and put out a Netflix special. She's just the greatest mom. These kids would probably be in foster care if it was just me. The Times said, you mentioned in your book how your mom will react after she reads it. What happened? Segura, I read her the chapter about my dad and I told her the name of the chapter and she literally said, you did not do that. You said that about your own mother? And I was like, yeah. Then I started reading her the chapter and she started shaking her head and said, you're a piece of crap. It is exactly, and I mean exactly, the way I describe her. From the GQ profile of Gerard Carmichael, making Rathaniel meant returning to stand-up after half a decade of writing for and starring in sitcoms and movies. Carmichael said, I had to relearn it. I went up at the Comedy Store and it was really bad because I was leaning on old tricks and I was really leaning on my ego. It just wasn't true and it didn't match the material. I had to learn how to be myself on stage. Bo Burnham, who's Rathaniel's director and Carmichael's close friend, did not mince words and said, it's crap. Carmichael recalls him saying, let's go on the road and you'll figure it out and whatever. Carmichael thought it would take about a year, but he cracked the code on the second try. I found what was true, I guess. I was able to be honest. We did it at Flappers. And before the set at dinner, Bo told me, just have a memorable set. Like, have somebody remember something about the set. It was very vague advice, but he did a set about not wanting to go home for Christmas. And from there, just being able to find the true emotional range and be myself on stage. It was my first time really doing that, but then I couldn't do anything else. After the December show, we taped right after Valentine's Day. The special was released less than 2 months later on April 1, so yes, urgent. It kind of needed to be. It was all happening for real in my life in real time, this on my mind, and audiences could feel that, and that's what we're trying to capture. You're going to capture something in a camera? You can't lie to a camera. I mean, you can, but it'll show. The Hollywood Reporter spoke to Hannah Gatsby. The topic, Hannah's comments about Netflix. Hey, Hannah, you said some pretty strong things. I'll remind you of the strong things. Hannah had said, hey, Ted Sarandos, Netflix boss. Just a quick note to let you know, I would prefer if you didn't drag my name into your mess. Now I have to deal with even more of the hate and anger that Dave Chappelle's fans like to unleash on me every time Dave gets $20 million to process his emotionally stunted partial worldview. You didn't pay me enough to deal with the real world consequences of the hate speech dog whistling you refuse to acknowledge, Ted. F you and your amoral algorithm cult. Okay, just so you know where Hannah's coming from. Hannah, you said some pretty strong things, as just recapped by Johnny Mac. And I thought that was quite admirable. Hannah said, that's how you speak truth to power. You don't cuddle up to that. You don't cuddle up to power. That's the ultimate expression of faking. The Hollywood Reporter was curious if that ends her relationship with Netflix. Hannah said, well, on their terms, it shouldn't, because it's my artistic expression. If they don't like it, perhaps Netflix isn't the place there to work. There is no line of comedy, according to Netflix, so everything I say is a joke. So if they don't like what I'm saying, then perhaps they don't believe what they're saying entirely. Has Netflix expressed interest in putting out other Hannah Gatsby specials? You know what it's like. There's a lot of chat. I don't sit down with Ted, do I? Probably not now. He might be a little scared of me. Rightly so, Ted. Rightly so. I'm just joking. It's very funny, isn't it? It's a very funny situation. I'm of two minds, I guess. One thing is people have Netflix, and so maybe putting content on that platform that is not so deeply transphobic would be a good space to put my work. I'm not motivated by where my work is on a streaming service. I'm a performer. Netflix has given me the opportunity to build my audience, which I'm grateful for, but I'm not beholden to it. I saw this article on Pajibi, the headline, Netflix is a joke, is a joke. They apparently didn't like the Netflix is a joke comedy festival. I don't agree, but let's see what they said. They wrote, despite the chaos surrounding Dave Chappelle being attacked on stage, which will not actually appear anywhere on Netflix, the festival felt more like a corporate glad handling, an exorbitantly priced promotional branding event greenlit by the streaming network. Not only before the fall of Netflix's stock, but originally before the pandemic, there are huge shows, massive headliners, thousands of jokes, but not a lot of substance. Which is perhaps the nature of an event like this, where even the headliners only get enough time on stage to cut together a trailer to feature on the Netflix comedy page. Do you remember a few weeks ago when the trades reported on the jokes that Pete Davidson made about Kanye? Those jokes are also in the trailer for Pete Davidson Presents, and encompasses about 50% of the time he has on stage. Like Amy Schumer and Bill Burr, they're basically there to MC the event and to introduce comics largely unknown to the casual viewer, each of whom does 5-minute sets, which is hardly enough time to get to know them. See, now I totally disagree on that. You have to have the name to get people to come in. You know what you're watching, like the Bill Burr special. I enjoyed it. Not everybody was great. Not everybody was terrible. But there were some really good sets on there. I mean, the David Letterman show is the same thing. If you want to watch John Mulaney for an hour, that's on Netflix as well. So I totally disagree with that point. Having sat through about 30 comics in those 3-hour-long shows, no one, save for a guy named Nico White, has left much of an impression. Amy Schumer has a lot of white feminists on, Bill Burr's crew tells a lot of jokes at the expense of white feminists, and Pete Davidson's stoner best friends are mostly so uninspired that the camera cuts to Davidson offstage anytime he actually laughs at a joke. I've only seen the Burr special. I've been so busy. I haven't been able to watch the other two yet. But GB writes, likewise, the 3 episodes I've seen of That's My Time with David Letterman are better, but not by much. Each 20-minute episode begins with Dave telling jokes. Yes, I've reviewed these. The format, however, is a dud, and I say this as a massive fan of Letterman. I totally disagree. I think the format was perfect for Dave. Dave did a monologue, comedian does a routine, some fun conversation. Get out. What do you not like about that format? Do you need pet tricks? You want him to do viewer mail? I mean, I do too, but it's not going to happen. So far, the only special I've seen that's actually worth seeking out is Standout, an LGBTQ+ celebration. I also have not seen that one yet. It doesn't hurt that there are a number of jokes in the hour and a half at Dave Chappelle's expense, which feels both appropriate and almost mandatory as a way to allow Netflix to cover both sides. We'll agree to disagree. I don't know what you want from Netflix. I thought the comedy festival, I thought the acts were great. The shows I've seen have been pretty funny. If you go to see comedy shows, that's what happens. Some sets are better than others. Some comedians are funnier than others. I don't know what you want. You want all headliners doing A material all the time? Those exist. They're called specials. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I've been really digging Fight Camp. I've mentioned I'm training for the marathon. Sometimes I need to do some cross training here, and boxing has become my thing. Now, the other night, I had a late volleyball game. The game didn't even start till 9:30 p.m., so when I woke up the next morning, I had tight legs, and I don't like running on tight legs, especially the day before the long run, so I gave my running self the day off. But I went to Fight Camp. You log into the app, recommended workouts. Let's look at mine. 20-minute pro combos workout. Coach PJ has 4 rounds ready for you. These are tough combos, but they'll help you grow. Another option for me, the 20-minute pure punching workout. 4 rounds of nothing but punching with Coach PJ. Yeah, my footwork needs some help. I'm not going in the ring with Mike Tyson, but, you know, the punches are okay. It's the shuffling and moving around in the ring that I'm struggling with. There's no ring. It's just me in my basement. So it comes with all the gear you need to start boxing from home. You get a freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, these punch trackers that go in the wraps. It's really cool. Doesn't take up a lot of space. So I told you, I use the app. There are thousands of classes, new workouts added every week. You'll always find something new. Use filters to explore different workout styles, lengths, trainers, difficulty levels, and more. You will never get bored. I can tell you that. If you have little to no boxing experience, hello, Fight Camp has your back. They've created programs specifically designed to teach you the basics of boxing and kickboxing so you can build a strong foundation. I know some comedians listen to the show. Look, say you're on stage and you make a joke about a guy's wife and the guy comes up and goes to slap you. Don't you want to know how to defend yourself? Of course you do. Maybe throw a couple combinations in there. I mean, that alone is reason to join Fight Camp. I'm telling you guys, you got to try this out. Joinfightcamp.com. Get a killer workout in 20 minutes. And you'll protect yourself from Will Smith. Let's just say what we're saying here, right? Be sure to use promo code DCN, as in Daily Comedy News, to support Johnny Mac and this podcast. You'll get free shipping. Go to joinfightcamp.com, promo code DCN. Will Smith is coming for you, man. Tyler Perry talked about Will Smith and said, being friends with both Will and Chris Rock following the Oscar slap has been difficult. He told Gail King, there's a difference between comforting and de-escalating. That's number one. I left early, meaning the Oscars, to get Chris to make sure he was okay. Being friends with both of them has been very difficult. Trust me, as painful as it was for all of us in the room, it was as painful for Chris Rock, who was a pure champion by the way he handled it. But I want you to understand that something happened that was extremely painful for Will Smith as well. That's no excuse. He was completely wrong for what he did, but something triggered him that is so out of everything he is. And I'll tell you, when we walked over to him, he was devastated. He couldn't believe what would happen. He couldn't believe he did it. I'm looking at this man with his eyes going, what are you going to do? This is your night. And to get all the way to this moment, winning an Oscar, that was one of the crowning moments of his career that he wanted so desperately. And if something like that happened, I think he's very much in reflection of trying to figure out what happened. Because I'll tell you, I just read his book, and there's this moment about not being able to protect his mother as a child. I know that feeling. I'm getting chills thinking about it. I know that feeling of being a man and thinking about the little boy. And if that trauma is not dealt with right away, as you get older, it'll show up in the most inappropriate, most horrible time. I know Will Smith. I know him well. An article on Yahoo mentions that Entertainment Tonight spoke to a source who said that Chris Rock is not concerned with the Smiths at the moment. He's touring and he's preparing for a comedy special. Vulture asked some comedians, what should and should not a comedian wear during a comedy special? Kurt Braunohler said, don't make it sparkly or shiny. That stuff is distracting. It catches the light too much. You want sparkly if you're playing a big venue and you want to make sure you can be seen. But for TV, sparkles are terrible. Megan Gailey said, I'm mostly horrified by the outfits worn in specials. Immediately, comedians are not known for their fashion sense, but when I see a special, I'm hoping even the worst dressers will have hired a stylist. Hey, don't forget, Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy went out in like red leather suits. So then I'm sitting there trying to enjoy myself, but instead wondering, was there a stylist? Do they hate the comedian? Where'd he even buy shoes this ugly? Do they have friends? So I guess my answer is top to bottom, it all matters. The hair and makeup matters. Matching shades of black matters. I don't even think people need to dress nice. Dress to match the aesthetic of your act and what you're saying. And how you dress for late night matters too. For love of God, please try and get professional help. And that's your comedy news for today. You can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your shows. You know how that works. You can become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts. We've got the episodes ad-free and early releases. That's $5 a month, first month free. If you want to try that out and see if you like it. And if you don't, no harm, no foul. Or you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw $5 in the tip jar. I'll take your money. I'll go to the National Donuts chain. I'll buy a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. And I'll shout you out on this very podcast. See you tomorrow.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.
In a universe filled with wonders and horrors, join us on a spine-tingling journey into the depths of space. On the next episode of Monsters, Sharks, and Dinosaurs, we unravel the terrifying secrets of the SETI Alpha 5 eel from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Are you ready to confront your deepest fears? Tune in to the SETI Alpha 5 Eel and prepare for a cosmic adventure like no other. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't miss it.